Welcome to the Apple Science Innovators podcast series. You'll hear profiles about scientists using Apple technology to advance research and learning in colleges and universities. Enjoy the program.
Dr. David Botstein is a native of Switzerland who earned his PhD in human genetics from the University of Michigan. He has served as a vice president of science at Genentech, has received numerous awards, and is a named fellow of the American Academy of Microbiology. Currently, he is the Anthony B. Ebnan Professor of Genomics at Princeton University and the director of the Lewis Sigler Institute for Integrative Genomics. If there were a metaphor for Botstein's life work, quite likely it would share the title of one of the lectures he now gives at Princeton University, How the Genome and Computer are Changing Biomedical Science. Botstein, a world-renowned geneticist and educator, was one of the pioneers of the Human Genome Project. He firmly believes that the future of biomedicine lies in mankind's ability to support research with steadily more robust, yet cost-effective, computational resources. A true innovator, Botstein's work has made fundamental contributions to modern genetics, such as the discovery of many yeast and bacterial genes, and the establishment of key research techniques that are commonly used today. Botstein also has published 2 books and close to 400 research articles, chapters, reviews, and letters about his chosen area of science. In many of his writings, he expounds on the theme of the imperative to support science with technology. Botstein says, "In 1989, a group of us came up with the idea of how to map genes. Subsequently, people understood that the time was right to do that. But without the parallel increase in the power of computers, both in cycles and in memory, the Genome Project would simply have been impossible. Our engineers told us that computing time and power were going to keep getting cheaper and more abundant, and that's turned out to be the case. There's been this fantastic increase in the amount of information that you can get out of biological materials. If the human has 22,000 or so genes, the minimum number of spots you want to interrogate is 22,000. But we typically do more than that, and then we might have a few hundred samples. So we're looking at a data matrix of 22,000 times a few hundred, or close to 1 million spots per analysis. Keeping track of all of that is a huge challenge." To manage such enormous computational loads, Botstein and his colleagues utilized several computing clusters on campus, including an Apple XServe cluster comprised of more than 160 processors. Botstein says, "We are very much driven by the market and the preferences of the scientists. We're pretty strongly an Apple shop. Our infrastructure here is comparable in size to what's used in astrophysics. It's very high-end." In addition to his illustrious research career, Botstein has helped launch an experimental program at Princeton called the Integrative Science Curriculum, or ISC. This 4-year interdisciplinary course of study immerses students in biology, chemistry, physics, and computer science, with the goal of preparing graduates for careers in scientific research. Botstein believes that ISC participants are being ideally prepared to join the research teams of the future. Botstein says, "Part of the program's mission is research at the interface of biology and the more quantitative sciences, such as physics. There's also a mission to focus on system-level biology. Instead of looking at individual processes, students see how they all fit together. My guess is that ISC students are going to end up very popular as they apply for graduate school, because they will have the skills and knowledge that many of the other students don't have. That isn't because they or we are so smart. Instead, we took the opportunity to actually redesign the curriculum from the ground up with a 21st century point of view."
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Apple in higher education, please visit apple.com/education.